Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What will happen with the former Women and Children's Hospital? A big meeting held last night in that community to discuss the plans. And right now, Nick Sinatra, the developer, joins us on the line to talk about what's next. Nick, thanks for joining us this morning. First, let's start off with last night's meeting. A lot of people showed up. Was that the outpouring of, ideas that you were expecting?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that makes Elmwood Village a special place is the community is very involved and cares very, very deeply about what goes on there. And so we expected to be a full house, and it was, and it was a great conversation.
You know, Nick, we heard from some of the people who spoke last night, very, very passionate remarks before you, you know, and talking about keeping the memory of the hospital there in some way. Is it a difficult balance to go ahead with the reuse and still meet the concerns of the neighbors?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a very diverse group of opinions on everything from the height of the buildings to the use to the time frame by which we should be starting. And so, you know, end of the day, we have to do what's best for ourselves and for our company and the stakeholders involved. But the community has a big seat at that table. So, yeah, it is a balance.
Now, moving forward, what will this site look like? What is your plan? We know mixed use, but that can mean a lot of different things.
Sure. Yeah, our site is primarily residential in nature. We're doing a number of condos and townhomes that will be for sale, which we think is a huge demand driver in that community right now. I think there's a big lack of supply for homes for sale. There's also going to be a number of apartments that are going to be some affordable, some sort of workforce development in terms of the pricing, and then some are going to be luxury. And then we're going to have a hotel, and we're going to go seek some restaurant tenants, a grocery store. We've been talking to a number of grocers about locating on West Utica. And then we're going to have some space for commercial use as well, whether it be office space, or there's probably even opportunity for a data farm in the building as well.
Nick, what about parking, which is a constant issue in that area?
Yeah, you know, we're in talks with the City of Buffalo about buying the Gallagher Ramp, which is a 600 spot ramp that's was primarily used by the hospital, that's largely vacant now. So that's going to be a huge piece of it. And we're also going to have sporadic locations around the site that are going to be off-street parking. And we're looking at options to either get underneath the existing towers to do some underground parking, or to somehow create some sort of parking structure on the campus that's an augment to the Gallagher ramp.
Now, looking ahead, the idea was brought up yesterday at the meeting of some sort of memorial, and it seemed like you kind of liked that idea. Can you explain the idea that was brought up and what we might see in terms of a memorial going forward at the site?
Sure. Yeah, one of the comments that we thought was very helpful and insightful was to put some sort of memorial on site, whether it be an outdoor memorial, with, you know, something that could be in a park, for example, or something that we do inside, but in honor and memory of those lives that have been lost there. One of the women that was at the meeting brought up a great point and said that not every memory in that hospital over the last 125 years has been a great one. There's been some people that have walked out of there heartbroken, and so we need to honor that, and I think it's a great idea, and we're going to follow up on that.
You're right, like hallowed ground. Nick, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll continue to follow progress with the Elmwood Crossing plans. By the way, pictures, video, and audio from last night's meeting at the site for the old Children's Hospital. You can find it all at WBEN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.